I think this is the time to reflect on the history of President Mugabe. From the 60s, his role in the mobilization of our people to liberate the country. Look at his role in the 1980s, which is very controversial in terms of the respect and protection of human rights related to the issue of Kugurahundi. So you realize that it's part of his history, which is unacceptable, which is tragic, but also at the early years of independence, he was involved in the liberalization of our social services. You realize that it's something that is valuable in terms of his history. But generally, if you look at his life so far, it is a life of control. He has his admirers, but he also has those who do not like his rule. So I think it would be time for him to look at that history and at least leave Zimbabweans with something if he could retire now and allow those in his political party to take over.
President Mugabe is quoted in today's Herald newspaper as having told ZTV that there was no need to talk about succession before he retires. What exactly does he want to say here?
What the president is saying is that he wants to die in office. That's what he's saying. If he's saying that succession cannot be discussed, succession cannot be talked about when he is 90, when physically we know that Mugabe is frail. Right now, as we speak, he is in Malaysia for medical checkups. You look at his physique, you look at his mannerisms when he talks, you see an old man, someone who is tired, someone who cannot even understand the political economy of the state. Mugabe is no longer an individual who can understand the modern day politics. Simply because he is old, he is 90 years old. He cannot understand what is happening in Cholocho, neither can he understand what is happening in Chirezi. I don't think he even understands what is happening in Itoko Mkosi. So he is no longer someone who can be trusted with the state power because Mugabe is old.